Thanks, Strong Craig.
Where's Jody?
His name is George, and he is, he's in the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was having massive problems.
Not elegant problems.
Anyway, we talked earlier in the show about why are these criminals... You see, all the mugshots you see these days, they have a white towel wrapped around their neck like a prize fighter after a fight. You know how they have that up under their robe? And we get an explanation from an actual police detective.
Cool. Plain clothes?
It doesn't say on his email signature whether he's plain clothes detective.
I guess all detectives would be plain clothes
detectives,
right?
Yeah, you don't have uniform
right?
detectives.
So then why do they say plainclothes detectives?
They don't.
Yes, they do.
I thought they say plainclothes policemen.
No. There's a term, plainclothes detectives. I'm going to look this up.
Hmm. Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to give you the explanation. How about that? To answer your question about the towels and mugshots, they are used to cover up the arrestee's clothes so that the pictures can be used in photo lineups. That way, no one's wild-ass clothes stands out in the picture, and the orange jumpsuit doesn't show up indicating that the person had been arrested. So it's a completely neutral thing where someone isn't identifying someone on the basis of their clothes.
Mm. Okay.
Makes sense.
And also where they can, I guess, sports head America.
Will Gordo ever have the towel shot?
He's had a mug shot. In Green Bay.
Yeah,
they didn't put the towel around you there, did they?
Uh-uh.
That was awesome. That was the cover of our guy's guide 1 year.
Okay, I've filled out a few things in the past 15 years. I think a couple things.
Generic?
Well, there's more to the story than that.
That your brag montage.
I've filled out a couple things over the past 15 years. That it asks you, have you ever been arrested?
And? Do you lie?
No, I put it down there. And I've had people that are looking at the paperwork say, what is this? And I explain it. And they go, oh, you didn't have to put that.
Really?
I'm like, well, but it said.
You want jail cred.
No, I don't want jail cred. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to start eliminating that from all future paperwork. Because I think it was like a misdemeanor D. I don't know. I don't know what the level of misdemeanors are. C is the lowest, right?
At any moment during that whole incident, did you ever think that you were going to do extended jail time?
No. No.
Thank you for your honesty.
Because I feel very strongly that the judicial system understands jokes. So thank you, Detective Anonymous. I will not mention your name nor your badge number.
Vag number?
Mm.
Did you know that was coming, George?
Yes, I need a vacation.
Did you know that the vag was... No, I'm not going to say it. All right, this is a heartwarming Christmas story. In Omaha, Nebraska, a young father standing in line at the Kmart layaway counter. He's wearing dirty clothes, his boots are worn out, and with him were three small children. So he asked to pay something on his bill, because he knew he wouldn't be able to afford it for Christmas. And a mystery woman steps up to the counter and says, I'm paying for it. So she pays for all his layaway purchases for those three children. And he busts out in tears. He's crying.
No.
And at Kmart Stories... Lord, please give me the gift of speech this Christmas. At Kmart stores across the country, Santa seems to be getting some help, according to the news story, because anonymous donors are paying off strangers' layaway accounts.
Cool.
And buying Christmas gifts that other families can't afford, especially toys and children's clothes and that sort of thing. So in Indianapolis, a woman in her mid-40s paid the layaway orders for as many as 50 people, and on the way out, she handed out $50 bills and paid for two carts of toys for a woman in line at the cash register, and she said that she was doing it in memory of her husband who had just died, and she wasn't going to be able to spend this money and wanted to make people happy with it.
Hmm.
She didn't ask. She did not identify herself, and she only asked people to remember Ben in an apparent reference to her husband who had recently passed away.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not Ben Laden.
What's wrong with
that? Yeah, that does kind of ruin the deal if that's who she's talking about.
How's it spelled?
It's B-I-N. B-I-N.
See?
It is not spelled in the name.
You guys need a vacation.
They do.
Where are these people when I'm at Walmart?
Look for Jerry.
No, it's not a heartwarming story to Jerry's pissed that he didn't get in.
That's right. What are you doing, Jerry?
He wants his.
All I see is fat women wearing Tweety Bird shirts.
Okay, let's stick to the positive things that we're talking about.
I think that.
I think that's a good gag. That's a really good gag.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it's one of my favorite gags.
Oh, now he's claiming responsibility for it.
No, I didn't do this for these women at Kmart. But I have done that before. And there is nothing that makes me feel better than doing that at Christmas time. Seeing someone that is going to get something and you say, and you pay for it. The whole thing is you try to pay for it before those people come up to the counter, if you can do that somehow, and say, hey, their purchase covered.
But then suddenly at the last second they grab an ultra expensive item.
Yeah, and I've never had that happen to me. That would be bad if I say, hey, I'm handling this next family's purchases. And then next thing you know, they've loaded up a TV in there, and you're all, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this?
Yeah.
I quickly call my credit card company and cancel the credit card. So then, anyway, that's neat. So maybe I'll shop at Kmart just to see if somebody will pay me for my purchases. Maybe I'll get some payback.
You show up looking like that, they probably will. There's a guy.
Why do you make fun of the way I look? You know that hurts my feelings.
You call yourself
I can't afford the clothing that you have. Hey, I'm the only one of us who has recently shopped at a Salvation Army.
Looking for a sweater for a weird sweater party.
No, it was part of a TV bit.
Yeah. That is not true. It wasn't part of a TV bit. I was legitimately shopping at a Salvation Army store. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one of us in the past 24 hours that has ridden DART.
Mm-hmm.
That was just so you could tell us that, and your NPR friends tell them that as well.
Why do you think that would be impressive to NPR friends?
Just so you could have an opinion on DART, because they're going to have a coffee-sipping conversation about it, and you can get in on it. Well, you know what? I was on it yesterday.
You know, he's pushing you, George. He's pushing you to make good on your claim that what you're going to do in 2012.
What am I gonna
expose
do?
His enormous wealth.
Why would
He's
you make
tempting
that,
you.
Why would you make that the goal of 2012? It's not, keep the weight off, or, you know, spend more time with my kids or something like that.
No, I'm going to expose you.
It's all about exposing. You need to get me out of your crosshairs on anything.
Okay, let's call a truce in 2012.
That will never happen.
Giorgio truce.
You don't think so?
No way.
1P1 says you ought to take care of your ED in 2012, George.
What is that?
Believe me, you know what that stands for.
Enormous.
Yeah, you ought to have a reduction.
Ooh, fake Lee Harvey Oswald laughing at that.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Fake Lee Harvey Oswald, who's one of Norm's twinks. Anyway. So I rode DART yesterday.
Where?
The light rail.
Mm-hmm.
The light rail.
I rode the Frisco area rapid transit yesterday.
Yeah, what's that called?
What's it called?
FART.
It's just
the Northeast.
It's just pointless. It's just a waste of precious airtime.
A cumulus station.
I love riding the light rail.
Do you?
Yes. I love it.
Prove
love
it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So I was on the light rail not more than 90 seconds.
Before you were mugged?
Before I was approached by a guy who had a... In his hand, he had a bunch of, I don't know, it looked like the contents of his wallet, but he didn't have a wallet. So he's got this big old bulk of receipts and some sort of out-of-state ID, and then something that looked like he had been carrying around for 15 years that he claimed was an electric bill. And it comes up to me, and first of all, he looked like fake Ron Washington. I mean, like exactly like the fake Ron Washington. And he shows me, hey, can I ask you a question? I say, yeah, sure.
You want some heroin?
No, that wasn't the question. He says, look at this. You see this? I see the address on this, and then the address on this over here. And you see how they match? You see that? And I'm like,
yeah.
And he goes, okay, a certified electrician. Do you know where a guy can around here get the storage fee for? You see, I have a port. See, I have a port. And he pulled down his shirt and he shows me a port because it's cancer treatment. And I could barely, I'm trying to piece together this collage he's making with words. And
why didn't you answer him?
I don't know. I'm assuming he was asking for money, right? So I have to stop him in the middle of all this rambling about cancer ports and storage fees and electrical licenses and say, what's the question? And then it was something involving money. I couldn't quite figure it out, but I just said, look, I don't have any money. Which was kind of a lie because I had a $1 coin in my pocket. And that was all the cash monies I had. So then I felt guilty the whole rest of the train ride because I did lie to him. And I should have said something
else.
You're
not obligated to give money.
Yeah, but don't you feel weird if you lie about it?
No.
Really?
That could be a criminal.
He looked like fake Wash. He looked lovable. He didn't look like a criminal.
You never know. Sam Hurd looked lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that is true. That is true.
You never know.
So I was okay keeping my dollar coin.
I think you were fine.
It's the holidays.
You're fine.
What am I going to do with that dollar coin?
Give it to Salvation Army. Put it in their drop box. Yeah. That's better.
Well, I didn't see a kettle.
They do the most.
You will.
No. Oh.
They're everywhere.
So that's what I did yesterday. I rode the Dart Light Rail and lied to people.
Why did you ride it?
Because I support public transportation, and that's how I get around.
You support German engineering, not public transportation.
What does that mean?
Your car that you drive at high speed.
Your very fancy car.
No, I'm a Dallas Dodge guy, and you know it deep in your belly.
Why were you on the Dart?
Because I ride Dart.
Yeah, this is okay. Now you're lying to us. You don't worry about lying to the homeless guy, but you lie to us.
I rode Dart. I ride Dart.
But I asked why.
Because I'm investigating it. I'm thinking about making the switch.
Sipping conversations.
I'm thinking of getting rid of my car.
Oh, please.
And whatever.
And I have a bicycle and I have Dart. And isn't that enough?
No.
Isn't that all any human being needs? So I was sitting here investigating how long it would take me to get places on Dart.
Too long?
Yeah, how are you going to get the JRs?
It's like 10-minute trips in my car. Takes an hour and a half on Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to bus you over to Fort Worth and then you make the switch or something. I mean, it's just craziness. And it's so Byzantine trying to figure out these schedules. I mean, look, I've been printing out schedules. See all this? I am doing work to prep for taking Dart into work every morning.
What?
There's no, I can't do it.
They run that early, do
they? Yeah, they don't start. They start at, the light rail starts at 4:43.
Okay.
So that's pretty early, right?
Yeah.
Possible?
You could do that.
But the thing is, it lets me off down at the Dallas Zoo, so then I got a bike up from the Dallas Zoo.
Our new studios is going to be close to a drop-off, isn't it?
Right there.
What about you, Giorgio? You interested?
I would be if they ran earlier.
I tell you, riding it yesterday on that light rail, it was just so nice. Didn't have to worry about anything. Sat in your seat, read a book. Get to where you're going with no stress.
I kind of worry about riding it that early in the morning, though.
Although, the cast of characters on there, there were a few that were sketchy. There was one dude looked like he was in the, I don't know, some kind of Croatian mafia with rotten teeth sticking out everywhere.
Rotten teeth.
It was just unbelievable. And, of course, I have my little day pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the pros that are riding it. They open it up and they have picture IDs that are all official looking that grants them lifetime Dart privileges. But I was also looking at the prices. Is Dart really that cheap?
How much for? Know. What's a day pass?
Okay, hold on. A day pass, I think, was $4.
Wow, that's more expensive than I thought.
That was for the local. Okay, so there's different. There's different levels. There's local. There's system, which is $7 a day. Regional, which is 10, that'll get you over, I think, to Fort Worth.
The New York subway isn't that much, is it? Isn't it like $2 or $2.50?
But that's per ride. I don't think that's a day pass, is it, on a on the New York subway? So what do you think that the monthlies are on this? Because you can get like a 31-day pass, and you can get a yearly pass.
Certainly glad you asked me that.
Monthly pass on just the local DART is $65. Regional, $120.
Wow.
A month. And then for your yearly, I think it jumps into like the $1,400 category.
For some reason, that doesn't sound like a great deal.
Well, I mean, compare it to owning a car.
Paying for gas.
How much do you think you spend a year on your car payments, Jer, and your gasoline and your insurance?
About half my salary.
Oh.
Not doing so well.
Oh, Jer. Oh, Jer, I have a dollar coin I want to give you for Christmas.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, yeah, you may see me on DART.
Okay.
And if you see me on DART, don't come up and talk to me because I'm armed to the teeth.
Whoa.
How about that?
7-day unlimited pass on the New York subway is $29.
That's a 7-day unlimited pass.
Yeah, reduced fare $14.50. So you could get it as low as $14.50 for 7 days unlimited.
All right, so a 7-day pass on DART is $20 for the local, $35 for system, and $50 for regional.
It's more expensive to ride DART than the New York subway, and the New York subway goes a million more places.
And I'm telling you, just try to start investigating how to figure out the whole DART system.
Complicated?
It's calculus. Or college algebra or something. I'm barely following it.
You think the fake Ron Washington had a good understanding of where he was going?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if fake Ron Washington, he mastered it. He somehow was able to get around on it.
Did he? Did he know where he was going?
That's why you ought to ride the Fort Worth area rapid transit.
What is that called?
FWAT. All right, that's Gordon.